Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Well, we're talking about the aftermath of Friendsgiving. John Moody has a powerful art show, and Reagan is still playing the victim with her friends. We are talking about all that and more on the Southern Charm After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Hey. Another episode of Southern Charm New Orleans.
Yes.
A good episode this week.
Very juicy.
Very good.
I loved it.
We are talking about a lot today, guys. Plus, we have our special segment and news and something else special for you guys. But before I get to that, I am Elle Marie, and I will introduce or let them introduce themselves, my lovely co-hosts.
Hey, guys. I am Ashley Marie.
And I'm Katie Thompson. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
And like I said, we have something special for you guys.
Yes.
We have Justin Reese in the building with us tonight.
Hey, Justin.
How are you?
Hey, what's up? Wait a minute. AfterBuzz, what's going on, y'all?
We are so glad to have you tonight, and a good episode because we got some things to talk about.
Let's get to talking.
So, I kind of personally want to kind of kick it off with the dinner that you had with your mom. Because you guys, breakfast. You guys have, a little sit down, and she kind of checks you and lets you know, you can't be wasting a woman's time, and from last season and this season, we've been seeing, like, Kelsey is putting that pressure on you. Did you also start to feel the pressure from your mom by her saying that?
Well, let me say, one thing is, my mom is very good at, especially as I've gotten older and have become a man, she's not one to really pressure me. She gives me what I think is just good advice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But she's never saying, you need to do this. You have to do this. What are you doing? It's like, son, these are my thoughts. These are some things that you should consider. And that's how I feel. And that's how she believes it.
Okay.
Now, I know you said previously that you kind of had some concerns that maybe there was some control issues with Kelsey. Is that still a concern of yours? Do you feel like maybe she's a little pushy or controlling with you?
No, I don't ever think that she's been controlling
by
any stretch. No, not at all. Kelsey, she's a woman who knows what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And, just like with anything, you want to move forward in a relationship. And she expressed those feelings to me. That's all she's doing.
Okay.
Now, I have a question that more so goes along the lines of, like, your friendship with Tamika, because I know a few times you would tell Kelsey, like, how she kind of had to approach Tamika and things like that, but I would watch and felt like, since Tamika is more of your friend, like, maybe it would be okay if you kind of took the initiative to talk to Tamika first before, like, the blow-up at the housewarming. Do you feel like maybe it wouldn't have been as bad had you gone and talked to Tamika, like, before that?
You know, it's really hard to say. I mean, I could see what you're saying on that point, and I felt like the conversation, it got to a point where a conversation needed to happen, and that's why I stepped in. Generally, and Kelsey does not need me to fight her battles, for her. She's a strong woman. She can stand on her own 2 feet, but she knows that I'm there for her, and I got her back. But I can also see, I mean, it's relative as to how that would happen. Maybe I should have said something. Maybe let it play out. But, I think it's starting to work itself out now, and that's what's important.
Okay.
What would be your least favorite thing or favorite thing? Well, both, from having cameras follow you around all the time. Best and worst.
Ooh, let's see. The least favorite thing is, it's time consuming. It's all day. And look, I'm a practicing attorney.
Right.
I have a personal injury practice that I still have to manage and execute, and clients depend upon me. So, I got to try and find that balance with everything. So that can be a little difficult as well.
Yeah. Speaking of balance, I felt like you did a wonderful job finding balance between work and date night between you and Kelsey last episode. So is that still something that you're continuing?
Yes. I mean, that's something that, is very important. I mean, mm-hmm. no matter if you're in a relationship or, you know, once you get married, you know, you definitely gotta date your partner, and you can never stop doing that. So always just trying to find different things to do, be creative, have fun,
right.
you know, just want to, you know, spice it up here and there. So, you know, and you don't want your partner to think that you're taking them for granted now either.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So what do you guys do to spice it up, to keep things spicy in your relationship?
You know, one of the things that we like to do is we travel. We actually travel quite a bit. And so this year, it was Kelsey's first time going to Disney World.
So
you know, we went to go see Mickey, hang out at the castle. We did Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure. So we did that. That was the first time for her. And we also had a chance to go to Vegas this year as well. So,
nice.
You know, that's, you know, we got a chance to do a little traveling earlier this year.
So y'all are moving around.
Yeah, a little bit.
Could you imagine yourself pushing a stroller when you were at Disney World?
I'm just trying to plant the seed. Those strollers come with perks because I saw a lot of people skipping lines with strollers.
I'm starting
to wonder why people actually have kids. That's just so they could cut the line.
Exactly.
That's the only reason why they have kids.
Exactly. So I wanted to ask you this. I thought this moment was so hilarious on the show when you were on John Moody duty. How often does that happen? How do you guys determine who goes on John Moody duty?
So generally, I'm the one that's on Moody duty.
Uh-huh.
It all started, I think, last season, where it was one point he was the only one that had subtitles when he was interviewing, like he was on Swamp People, you know, and I was like, he's gotta be joking. So I felt it upon myself to take care of my young brother and be able to make sure that he is heard and things that he is saying is not being misconstrued. So I do the Moody duty.
All right. What is your, and I'm going to try to say it right, because Tamika gave me crap for it, your favorite thing to eat in New Orleans? I said it right. We're good.
Yes. New Orleans. Yes. You know what? We have so much good food down here. It's just so hard to pinpoint. I will say this, you know, during crawfish season, I mean, it's so awesome to have crawfish boils, and you just get all your family and your friends together. You boil a big old pot of crawfish, and you just throw the whole pile across the table, and it just becomes communal. Everyone is sharing, and it's fellowship, and it's laughter, and it's fun. So that's probably, like, you know, one of my favorite things to do in New Orleans.
Nice.
Cool.
Well, you did ask about the, is it king cake?
Yes.
King cake or beignet?
Yeah.
What would
be your dessert of choice? I'm going to tell you, king cakes, since they're seasonal, it makes it just a little bit more enticing because you can only get them at certain parts of the year.
Oh, okay.
Whereas beignets, you can get them 24/7, 365, literally.
Yeah.
I could go for 28 right now.
Yeah, we heard that the king cakes are like filled and you can get, you know, like specialty king cakes.
Yes.
We heard about that.
And we know, like, the tradition of, like, the baby and the cake. Have you ever been lucky enough to get the baby and the cake?
So, funny story. I generally get the baby a lot, and then I put it back in the king cake and make sure someone else gets it so they can buy the next one.
Justin, are you being cheap?
Pretty much.
Hilarious.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
We had Jeff on, and he said that Barry is kind of like the mentor, the big brother of the group. And he was raving about how Barry has given you guys some good advice, or specifically given him some really good advice. Has Barry dropped some jewels on you that you can say really resonated with you, or that you took home with you?
You know, Barry is definitely like the big brother. You know, Barry's 10 years older than me, so he's definitely more of like the big brother figure. You know, I've been knowing Barry for quite some time now, and you know, we've had so many conversations, you know, over the years, talked about so much, and he is very insightful. You know, he's dropped a lot of gems, you know, on me as well.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I did want to congratulate you on making the National Trial Lawyers Top 40 Under 40. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Somebody out there thinks I'm doing something right.
You are. You definitely are. You're doing your thing out there.
Yeah. Now, I think we've seen you in action, like, a little bit more so, like, you talking about it or you're on your way to the office. Do you think you'll bring the cameras more to the office to kind of show what you do in your day-to-day a little bit more, like, just behind, you know, the scenes?
I really hope so. I will say Louisiana is really difficult to do that. Like, when you think about, like, your court TV shows and stuff like that, you know, Louisiana actually has a very strict policy where they don't allow cameras in the courtroom, even, like, while they're reporting. You know, you can't film, but you can't even, you know, do news reporting. So it makes it a little difficult to show what I can really do in the courtroom. Okay. So unfortunately, you won't be able to see it on that part, but maybe I can sneak it in, you know, doing other things in my legal practice so that way you guys can see what I do on an everyday basis.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
Right? That'd be cool.
Yeah. I would like that.
Yeah, because sometimes we see Tamika and, you know, Reagan with her clothing and everything like that. So, yeah, it'd be nice to see that. Okay.
I'm going to tell you, I really want to do that because, you know, more recently, I just had a case that was really important to me. It was an older woman who had a really bad accident. She was elderly. Now she's confined to a nursing home for the rest of her life. Oh. And we wound up selling that case for like right under like $1 million, which is going to try and help take care of her for the rest of her days, which I was really proud of. Her family's very happy. So, I mean, it was just such a great outcome, you know, for everybody involved.
Yeah. It's important for stories like that to be highlighted because they unfortunately do happen. Those accidents and incidents happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They really derail people's lives. Right. So kudos to you for all of your wonderful work that you're doing.
Okay. So, Justin, if you don't mind, we're going to have you hang on for a little bit, talk about the show. We're going to talk about this week's episode. So if you don't mind. So we're going to get into, okay, cool. So we're going to get into Jeff's Friendsgiving, the aftermath of that. You know, we're picking up with his little explosion there.
He was throwing plates.
Yeah. Plates, glass. Rachel was concerned, like, is anyone cut? Like, is everyone okay?
I was like, man, all that good macaroni and cheese was on the floor.
Right, yeah. That's what I was going to say. How was the macaroni and cheese? Because Rachel didn't stop eating.
She didn't.
I'm gonna tell you, I was concerned about Friendsgiving. I'm like, look, Jeff invited a bunch of black people to come to his house, and you know, macaroni and cheese is essential.
Yeah, it's very special.
And it came out great, and I'm like, you just threw this good macaroni and cheese on the floor. What's wrong with you?
What was it, crawfish macaroni or?
It was crawfish mac and cheese. It was good. I'm telling y'all, it was good.
Okay.
It was
really did Jeff good. Make it or the guy, or Benny Poppins, who made it? Or was it catered?
I think they had like a tag team. You know, Benny was the brains behind it, but you know, he showed Jeff what needed to be done, and Jeff did the application and made it happen.
Yeah.
How did you feel when Jeff threw the plate? With his fabulous scarf on. How did you feel when Jeff threw the plate with him and his scarf on?
I was actually very surprised. Oh. You know, I did not expect that to happen. You know, I knew he was upset, but to see that, I mean, it was a little shocking. It was definitely a little shocking.
That would have shocked me.
Same here. What I did like in that moment is how everyone kind of still came together and rallied around Jeff. Yeah. You know, like Tamika was kind of, at first Tamika thought that he knew because according to Reagan, you know, they were still sharing things. They were still very close. So she just assumed that he knew and he was kind of acting out. But when she realized like it was really, this was new news to him. Mm-hmm. And then everyone kind of rallied around him like, we're here for you. We're friends. You know what I mean? Like,
that was a nice moment.
Yeah, that was a really good moment.
Because that helped him to kind of get over the hump, too, quickly. Yeah.
I feel like he snapped back into the good place very fast.
He did not run down the street.
He wasn't a runner. You know what? Jeff is known for being a runner, but he held tight that night, which I can appreciate about my man. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you can share with us that we didn't see on this episode from that night?
Ooh, what happened? I mean, I think they did a good job of capturing the essence of what happened. I mean, there was a few other little filler things in there that got talked about, but what you saw really captured the moment. It captured the message. It captured what really happened. And, you know, you guys saw, you know, how it all played out and how it needed to play out.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel that, because Tamika did a good job of kind of checking Jeff with love. And I think, who was it? John Moody suggested that he needs a black woman. So do you feel like Jeff would do well with a black woman? Do you know anybody you can hook him up with?
You know what? Jeff, I think Jeff will do well with whoever he feels drawn to or connected to, whether she's black, Latino, white woman, whatever the case may be. You know, Jeff is a very open person. He's a very inclusive person. And he's just gonna, you know, he's kind of now like that he's no longer with Reagan. I'm even seeing a different Jeff, kind of like a more like, kinda, he's kind of got this like eclectic personality.
Yeah.
Like he's not like, you know, buttoned down. And I mean, he's kind of like almost being a little artsy. I'm wondering if John is really.
John is rubbing off on him.
Super a lot.
Between John and Benny Poppins, I mean, Jeff is like becoming this new renaissance.
Right.
Wait a minute, who are you?
Yeah.
Right. Did you feel that Doug was out of line for spilling the beans about Reagan's pregnancy at Friendsgiving?
You know, that's tough. And I think Doug was in a really tough position. Doug is also a very good friend of mine as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, Reagan gave Doug the blessing to tell him. I felt like Reagan should have did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's her news to share.
Mm-hmm.
But she told Doug, I mean, hey, if you want to tell Jeff, I'm fine with that. So I was like, you know, I don't think you should do it, but if you feel compelled to do it, that's your friend, then you do what you got to do.
Wow. Now, we also saw that Reagan was a little salty that all of you guys were at Friendsgiving at her
house. Lord help.
Mm-hmm. So she was mad at you guys. Did she ever express that to you?
No, she didn't express it to me.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're learning some things about Reagan this season because knowing now that she said it was okay for Doug to share that news, but when she talked to Jeff later on, it was like, oh, I'm sorry you found out this way. It's not fair. I'm starting to look at Reagan a little bit differently. Do you think, like, maybe she's just feeling the pressures of everything happening at one time and just doesn't know how to handle it? Or are these Reagan's true colors of kind of maybe being a little two-faced? I'm just going to say it.
I don't think Reagan is being two-faced. I think Reagan is... I mean, a lot is going on in her life, and it looks like things were happening. I mean, it's kind of calmed down now a little bit, but at that time, they were happening very fast. And to a certain extent, maybe faster than she was able to truly process. And so, you know, once that's when, you know, mistakes start happening, people start getting mad, you know, maybe the right decisions aren't being made, you know? So I think it was just a lot that she was dealing with. I mean, you know, she was getting divorced, getting married, having a kid. I mean, that's planning a wedding, you know, a lot was going on.
That is true. Yeah. That is true.
Going to be you next season, getting married, walk down the aisle with some kids, right?
Got to keep it tuned.
Thought I'd try.
Right? Like, I do want to ask you this. I'm super backtracking right now. Mm-hmm. But remember at Justin and Kelsey's housewarming, your mom wanted to know what happened to her chandelier.
Oh.
Did you put it back up or where is the chandelier?
I still have it.
You still have it like in storage?
Is it in storage?
I still have it. When it goes up at one of them high price antique auctions, I'll let y'all know.
Okay.
I don't think your mom's gonna be happy about that.
Can't have too many chandeliers in the house.
Hey, according to Louisiana, now I'm about to drop some lawyer gems on you guys.
According to
Louisiana law, all permanent fixtures that are part of a house when sold transfers to the new owner.
Oh.
So guess what?
You're the
That's
new...
me.
Right.
That's me.
That's me.
That's
the
your
new
chandelier.
Owner.
All right. Okay, then.
We were all wondering about the chandelier. Like, right, what happened to mom's chandelier?
His mom seems like she'll get with
it's
you.
It's Justin's chandelier.
Right.
Okay. It's Justin's chandelier now. So I want to go ahead and move on and talk about John's art show. But before we do that, I'm just going to share a little news about how you guys can share with us more and see us more.
Okay. Yes. Oh, my gosh. If you are listening right now on iTunes, you best give us a 5-star review and leave a comment with a cute emoji, maybe like a bee, because it's After Buzz. ideas. Yes. I'm loving these ideas that are coming to me. We love when you listen. We love when you comment. Please get involved. Get in that live chat. Let us know that you're there. We might even give you a shout out next week if you leave a comment. Thank you so much for listening to After Buzz, because we love being here and we wouldn't be here without you.
Yes. Thank you guys. So let's hop right into it. John's art show.
Yes. So powerful.
Powerful. Like right. When he was setting it up first, I was like, that was just amazing that John is... He's so many layers to him, because, you know, he's like this, you know, pretty boy, you know, but he's artistic, he's athletic. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of layers. He's not just like one dimensional of like, I'll just say it, when you see someone, you know what I mean, like that, you just think, you know, almost along the lines of a girl that's like maybe an airhead when you're just going off of looks, if you're just reading the book by its cover. But he has so many layers. So I was also impressed by him that he was part of this mentorship program. I think it was like the Son of Saint. Son of a Saint mentee. So I was just really moved by that he had that. And so he involved the kids with his art show. What did you guys think about that?
I loved how he tied in the fact that he came from a two-parent household and the benefit he got from coming from that kind of background versus the young men that he's mentoring, how they don't have that kind of stability in their lives, and the importance of having, you know, just a strong male figure in their lives, and, you know, the fact that they are now being exposed to things that they may not have been exposed to previously. So I think his heart is in a great place, and he's doing some wonderful work in the community.
Yeah. When they dragged that kid out after, like, they fake shot him and then revealed the paint, it's so powerful. I got chills. My eyes filled up with tears. I was like, oh, my goodness.
That's what I wanted to ask Justin, because I'm watching it, and I was so moved, but I'm seeing it through TV. You know what I mean?
It's how not was it being in person?
Yes, how was that, just being there, watching that performance?
You know, it's very surreal. You know, I myself, like John, I grew up in a two-parent household, had a great life. You know, everything was provided for me, went to an amazing school. But, you know, even with me being at that school, we had everybody, and I say our demographic was literally from the penthouse to the projects at my school. And I came across friends who come from that side of the tracks, or the proverbial side of the tracks, as they say. And you hear the stories. And even as a former educator, before I became an attorney, some of my old students, you know, I saw the life that they lived. And those are very real stories. That is what's happening every day in our society, in our community. And unfortunately, we don't see it, you know. And I felt like it was important. And I was so happy that John was able to truly share those young men's stories, because that's something that they live with every day.
Right. And that may not be highlighted. Yeah. Well, it's highlighted in the news when we hear the news stories, but just someone to have some compassion for them, I think, is a beautiful thing.
And look, the most important thing about it is, even though we hear about it, we get the tagline in the news. What John did was give you the visual imagery. And that is what you don't see.
Yeah.
It's getting that hyper-specific details about what people see and what it looks like when they witness it. And that's something that you hope you never want to see.
Right.
But it's important to know that is what's happening, and it needs to change. And that's why he did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Ashley mentioned, like, he came from a two-parent home. Like, he had a different lifestyle. But I'm glad that he wasn't disconnected, because some people in the community can feel like, oh, well, that's not my struggle. You know what I mean? I have the opportunity to sit at another table, so I don't know what you're going through, you know? So I love that he took that responsibility to say, I may not have gone through this, but I know this, my people are going through it. You know what I mean? And I have the, you know, the platform to show people, you know, and let them know what's really going on. So I just thought that was beautiful.
And just lastly, to touch on what you say, you know, a lot of people say that it's not their struggle, but actually, if you're not part of the solution, you're still part of the problem. So if you're saying it's not your struggle, well, you got to be careful, because that struggle may wind up on your front doorstep, because no one's immune, no matter where you live.
Yep. Very true.
Yep.
Yes. Very powerful. Okay. Let's go on to Reagan and the girls.
Oh, the girls.
Drama. Yes. So there was a little bit of drama at John's art show. But before we get to that, take a step back a little bit to Reagan and Tamika having a sit down and a conversation. And we've said this before. I've said it before. At first, I kind of was like Team Reagan with the situation. Like, Tamika, just kind of calm down, take a step back. But now we see, because now it's like Reagan's like, well, where is everyone? You're not there for me, but you pushed everyone away.
Right.
And she sat down at this with with Tamika kind of still, you know, singing the same song. Well, like, where are you? Are you going to be in my wedding? And it's like, Tamika's like, I don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And kind of calling her out. What did you guys think about that scene with the two of them?
She's just trying to get anybody to be in this way. Because she's not really, to me, it doesn't seem like she's really friends with Tamika at this point. She's mm-hmm. not sharing anything with her about, she shared with Rachel baby names before she shared, you know, yeah. with Tamika. So it's like, I would be offended. I wouldn't want to stand in the wedding. Mm-hmm. I would, and she just keeps crying. I get that you are pregnant, but these crocodile tears can't do them no more.
She kind of had the same situation with Rachel. She sat down and talked with Rachel, mm-hmm. you know, that whole thing. And Rachel was like, she's cool. I think she's a little more understanding mm-hmm. than Tamika is. It's funny because I looked up Rachel's zodiac because there was another moment. I'm like, she's just so caring and nice. So she's a Cancer. It makes so much sense. But, you know, so they have this heart to heart. And Rachel's like, we can definitely move on. But then let's go to John's art show. And Rachel is trying to talk to Reese. And then here comes Reagan, like, well, what's going on? Like, this is a friend of yours. Why would you think she has any ill intent? You guys just squashed everything and you're supposed to move forward with on a lighter note.
She didn't have control over it. So she had to go in there and see what was going on. And choice of words got the best of her and made her look not so great.
So I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
Because I can kind of see why Reagan, I see both sides. Because mm-hmm. when I first saw it, I said, okay, this is a control issue. But then I could kind of see why Reagan had to kind of rush in and check the situation and see what the energy was really like. Mm-hmm. Because she walked in on Rachel saying, bringing up the marriage and the pregnancy. So she's like, are you grilling him? Or are mm-hmm. you questioning him? Why are you even discussing this with him? Mm-hmm. So I can see why she felt the need to interject
kind of be on it. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, be on top of it.
Yeah.
So I definitely see that. Mm-hmm. I do want to shout somebody out in the live chat. Ashby313 said, love to Justin, my Morehouse brother, from your Spellman sister, Ashley.
That's really cool. Now, since we have you here, you're going to be our little insider. Did it get a little bit thicker than what we saw on TV? Like, did the ladies get loud, or was it kind of what we saw, the interaction? Did you even see anything there that night going on between them?
Yeah, I was having a conversation across the room, so I saw it transpiring. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear, but you can tell from people's demeanor it wasn't a whole pleasant conversation. Yeah.
So what was pillow talk like that night with Kelsey? Yes. I know Kelsey told you all the tea.
I mean, she told me, pretty much what was recapped, what was going on and how it started. I was like, oh my God, here we go again.
Yeah.
I'm like, now I'm trying to wind down from the evening and I'm getting wound up.
Do you try to stay out of the girl drama as much as possible?
You know, I do my best.
Yeah.
I do my best, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you get pulled in. It is
right,
what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens.
That's natural.
It happens. I think that's kind of been like one of the guys' mantras. Like, you know, we stand in the corner, we just over there, you know, looking at them while they arguing. And yeah. I think sometimes, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. Next thing, I'm going to say, you know what, guys, let's reenact what they're saying. And we just go lip sync what they're saying. And we're going to do these arguments ourselves.
Right. Just come up with their own scenario. Right, yeah. Like, this is what's happening, actually.
I wonder, like, if you guys, do you guys do that in front of the ladies? Like, I'm wondering if you do that in front of the ladies. One, how upset would they get? And then two, would they possibly be like, oh, is this what we look like? Seeing someone else do it. Because I know they watch themselves, so you might be able to, but
I'm going
to
say, no, we're going
to
do that. If it happens again, we're going to do that next
time. You should. Because they'll be like, to see yourself is one thing, but you still might be like, well, I was right in that situation.
Yeah.
So to see someone else act as you might be a whole nother, you know, eye-opening situation.
I have a couple of one-off questions for you. The lamb that John Moody cooked for you guys, you said it was good. Was it really good?
Yo, I'm not going to lie. Yo, my boy been talking about his lamb chops for a long time.
Okay.
And look, that's actually one of my favorite dishes. I love lamb chops. And so when he made them and I tried them, they were actually really legit. They were really good.
Okay.
They were really good. I will give him props. They were really good. Excuse me. They were really good.
Okay, good. And then I think Jeff told us, Jeff did tell us that you guys are working... You, Barry, John, and Jeff, you guys are all working on being the hottest guys on Bravo. Meaning working out, yeah. Y'all story. Are in the gym. Yeah. So how's that going?
It's going. It's definitely
Barry,
you know, for me, I definitely have the longest way to go compared to those three guys. Because one, clearly Barry works in the gym every single day.
Right.
You know, Jeff is also a trainer as well, so he works in the gym every single day. And John is only 4 years removed from college.
Oh, wow.
Five years removed from college.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember how I was at 27. Look, I've been sitting behind a desk for 10 years. So I've got a little catching up to do. But I can tell you what, I've definitely been hitting it hard. You know, I'm getting back to my old roots.
Okay.
And getting back to that athlete that I once used to be myself.
Yes. Okay. I think someone suggested, we suggested a calendar. You guys should do a calendar.
If you do a calendar, I would like my cut. But you guys should do a calendar.
Right. And send us the calendar.
You know what? I'll suggest it to the guys, and I'll let you guys pick the themes.
Ooh, yes! Love that idea.
Sounds good. We'll do that.
Is Roo around? Is the dog around?
He is, he's hanging out right now.
Love that dog. Oh my gosh. So cute. And you posted the picture of his 2 year birthday. Oh, such a cutie.
Well, do you guys have anything else before we let Justin go?
I think that's it. Justin, what do you want to share with us? Anything you have coming up? Any projects? Anything we should know about?
I'm going to tell you, I just want to appreciate you guys having me on this evening.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much. I love, you know, I've been actually on set before. So this is my second time with you guys, even though unfortunately I'm not there in person, but I really appreciate it. Just continue to look for, you know, us being us. You know, we still have a few more episodes. I think you guys are still going to love to see how the rest of the season plays out, how, you know, our relationships keep developing more, what's to come next. And, you know, even outside of TV, I'm definitely still keeping my day job. I'm still practicing law, and I have my personal injury practice going. So, and just want to keep growing on everything and just being better every day.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And let everyone know where they can find you on social media.
Absolutely. So both my Instagram and my Twitter is TheJustinReese.
Okay.
So, yep, follow me on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay. We definitely will.
Well, Justin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah. This is great.
Thank you, guys, for having me. I really appreciate you guys.
You have a good night.
You guys have a good one as well.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right, yeah, that was great.
That was so sweet.
Super sweet.
I love him.
But just to kind of go back to like the little girl talk girl situation there, I want to know, how did you guys feel about Tamika kind of checking, checking Reagan?
Oh my God, girl, you thought we were done. She taking off her headphones. No, it's like a little bit of time.
Oh my God.
I didn't even say, I was like, wait, what's going on? But yeah, but I just want to know, because like, I missed that one. But yeah, I want to know like how you guys felt about like Tamika kind of like dismissing it. Like, this is done. Either, you know what I mean? Either we're going to move on or we're not. So.
Well, she just keeps seeming to be the same, like, annoying-ish, excuse me. Like, just that, like what are you doing? Is what you're doing okay with me?
Yeah.
Like, okay, we get it. Just like, take a step back. Like, let people do them. And if she was yelling at him, Reese can handle it?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
So Tamika has my same kind of personality type when it comes to that kind of stuff. I'm not going to do a whole bunch of talking.
Yeah.
If we're not getting anywhere, the conversation's not going, I'm cutting it.
Yeah.
And I might do some disrespectful stuff like dismiss you.
Yeah.
And if you don't walk away, I'm going to walk away.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say something crazy after.
To me, it wasn't disrespectful to dismiss her. She needed to be dismissed.
She needs to be dismissed.
Well, no, other but it's disrespectful. Look at it like, it's disrespectful.
At party.
Right. It's disrespectful to dismiss anybody, no matter what environment you're in. Like, just to tell somebody to leave, that's rude.
I should probably stop doing that.
I was like, in private, I'm like, huh?
It's rude, girls. It's rude.
Okay. Well, I'll add that to the list of things.
Yeah. So I think we have a little bit more time. So before we get out of here ourselves, we'll still do our little special segment and our news and gossip. But first, our special segment, our charm of the week.
Oh my God. Look at you in unison, though. So charm of the week, we charm our favorite cast member. Who was the most charming? Who was your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't thought of my... Well, okay. I'm going to go with Justin because he was on the show. And he's so great.
He's so charming.
He was so nice.
nice. I loved him. He was really, really great. So yeah. I'm going to charm him.
My charm was actually going to go to Justin as well.
Because
he was so, that's okay.
Sorry.
He was so charming. He can be double charm. And he's just a nice guy.
Yeah.
You can tell he's a solid brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should triple charm Justin.
Nice.
I'm going to give two. I'm just going to do Justin because, like, you were on the show. So
yeah.
I'm going
to
give you the charm of the week as well.
Yeah.
But also for John Moody for his powerful art show. Yeah. So
okay.
I'm going to give to John as
and
well.
The neon turtleneck.
And the neon turtleneck.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into our news and gossip.
Yeah. All right, you guys.
There it is.
So, y'all know Tamika has been showing out on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
She's really been showing out. So this week, she posted this very, very snatched photo of her waist. I mean, that waist was snatched. I mean, we've seen her look. She looks great all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But in this picture, it's like, what waist? There's no waist. Like, I don't understand how she's 39 then, looking that bomb.
Oh,
gold.
That's what I was going to say. Like, she just celebrated a birthday.
Yeah.
39.
And you can see my comment at the bottom. I said, beautiful. And that waist is beyond
snatch. I love it.
Oh, we got Reagan there.
Oh, yeah. Reagan,
okay.
Reagan showed
so,
love, too.
Some hearts.
Mm-hmm.
There's hope there for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's killing. Tamika's filling herself.
Yeah.
She is in her bag
as
right now.
As she should.
Yes, yeah.
Definitely.
All right.
Okay.
So now Jeff hopped on Twitter.
Mm.
And he talked about Friendsgiving.
Okay.
We had a lot to say about that.
Yeah.
So Jeff said he doesn't blame anyone for anything that happened at Friendsgiving. And I have to say, I disagree with Jeff because I blame Doug.
Okay, I also blame Doug.
Even though Justin was like, no, he was in a difficult situation.
Yeah.
But now knowing the backstory that Reagan actually gave Doug the green light to go ahead and spill the beans.
Here's what I think. I think he told her that there was a Friendsgiving, and she was like, ah, let me ruin it by telling him that I'm pregnant, because we know she was feeling some type of way about him having it in her house. So maybe she was like, you know what?
Mm.
And then we saw it with Rachel, how she was like, I'm going to be your friend before you're his friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's slimy, and I'm not loving it.
I'm not either. I'm trying
Very
to give
shady.
Reagan a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, because she is pregnant, and like Justin said, this is a lot going on at one time.
But you
I'm
made
just
all
like,
of it go on.
The person that I see this season, I don't like too much.
Mm.
Yeah. Is she so showing some ways that I'm just like
a little shifty.
Yeah.
A little shifty.
Maybe
I agree.
All of her fugaziness.
I lost
it. What's that?
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Yes.
Love that.
And lastly, Justin, as I mentioned earlier, I did have to congratulate him in person. He made the National Trial Lawyers Top 40 Under 40. So a huge congratulations to him again.
That's awesome.
He's killing it out there. In the attorney world.
Yeah, look at him. Yeah, and like you said, I hope maybe we can see him a little bit in action. Maybe not exactly in the courtroom, but maybe in his law offices or something.
Right.
Yeah, to get to see, like,
you know, there's that client attorney.
Yeah. Privilege. So
thing,
maybe that was a client. But but just around the office, it's good to see a little something.
Like driving to it.
Maybe.
Getting ready for it.
Getting
right in the door.
In.
And then like, we just
like who do we have today? We have this
it.
Case.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we sit down and talk to them, and then fades.
He's typing.
Right.
He's looking at the computer.
And scene.
Yeah.
Right.
And nail it.
But that is the tea that I have for you ladies today.
Cool. Well, let's wrap it up and get into our predictions.
Yes.
Now,
Katie, you really take this prediction thing to a whole nother level.
Like,
you take it to—I mean, she owns the prediction thing. All right, I'm gonna go first,
okay?
Because just based off of the conversation and the energy I was picking up from Justin, I think him and Kelsey are still together.
So do I.
Yeah. I wasn't sure after looking at his Instagram. I was like, I don't think they're still together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's gonna. I think he might put a ring on it because he was very.
Yeah,
he was defending his girl.
Yeah,
he was.
It was a different energy he had about it while talking about her. It was very positive. There was no like little, you know, side eye roll, look to the left type of thing there. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. So.
Or he might just be that nice.
Y'all
gonna look at it.
I'm gonna say positive because the way we kind of do Kelsey on this show and talk about her waiting on this ring, not getting this ring, I'm gonna be hopeful for her and hope that she gets it.
We
could
be wrong.
We could be wrong.
But
see,
I'm gonna switch my prediction up this week, and I think that maybe he's He's going to put a ring on it.
Okay, okay.
I can't wait to see everybody in those turtlenecks during that dance-off. Yes. I mean, grab the popcorn. Yes. It's going to be 10 out of 10.
You know, there's usually, like, the calm before the storm. I think that's going to be the fun before the storm. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's going to go left.
Yes.
Can't wait. For sure.
I can't wait either.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Because I definitely feel like Reagan's going to come in, you know, bubbly and everything. And then her and Tamika, boom, and they're definitely going to clash. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. So that's my prediction. That party's not going to be a party too much longer. Well, we'll see if all this comes true next week. Make sure you guys join us here. Same time, same place. Yes. Once again, I am Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And you guys, I am Ashley Marie, and you can find me on IG at Ms. Ashley Marie.
You can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kate. So make sure to check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.